If there's such thing as needing the guard against total confidence when you're out in New York doing national TV on Sunday, I'm sure you're hearing, hey, you guys are the best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, but at the same time, we got a lot of work to do. It's a new season for us. That's how we're looking at it. We're 0-0 right now. We're trying to go in on Sunday and start 1-0. So we know we're undefeated. At the same time, you know, we can't just say, "Oh man, we're 0-0. We're undefeated and this like this and that." But at the same time, we know everybody's gonna be coming after us. So trying to go out there, we try to do what we can do, and that's compete and go on Sunday and get this win.
When you guys are on a roll, does it seem like it's a little bit of a distraction to have a bye week right now, or are you happy to have that bye week?
Well, I didn't want it because we was rolling. At the same time, we was playing at a very high level. But at the same time, we needed it. You know, bodies needed. Offensively, those guys needed it. We had a lot of people banged up. And at the same time, man, you know, it's a long season. It's a long season. So you definitely need to get some rest, and I'm sure a lot of guys got some rest. And from our Monday practice, seemed like we haven't left off with, you know, we started where we left off at. So we didn't have big mistakes and things like that. And so we're excited, man, to get back on the football field and be playing on Sunday.
For rookie quarterback, what's Carson Wentz showing that's allowed him to thrive early on?
He's taking care of the football. He's taking care of the football. That's the key, man. In the NFL, if you can take care of the football, you have a chance to win football games. He's making every throw. He can make every throw on the football field. He's tough. He's tough, man. I've seen him take some licks, and I'll be like, man, he's getting up. He's a bigger guy, so he definitely can take the licks. And he's reading the defenses very well. And he's, like I said, man, the biggest part is he's taking care of the football and he's finding open guys.
Do you disguise things more with a young quarterback? Just show him looks that he hasn't seen?
Yeah, you try to go out there and try to trick him a little bit and show him looks he haven't seen. But at the same time, he's a smart guy. He went number 2 in the draft for a reason. So we know we got our hands full with, you know, with that. But at the same time, you try to show him different looks, try to disguise a little and try to make plays on the football.
A young quarterback, do you think, like, the high level of play of its defense, do you think you're in his head already?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say we're in his head already. We still got to go out there and, you know, put these pads on and lace up these cleats on Sunday and go out there and play. We're not going to get a win by saying, oh, they the Minnesota Vikings, the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings. You know, no one cares. So we got to go out there. We got to play with high intensity and go out there and execute.
Played in Philadelphia before. How's those fans?
Oh, they crazy. Those fans are crazy, especially when you're on the opposite team. Those fans are crazy, man. They are diehard Philadelphia fans, and, you know, they want to win. They will say anything to you. They'll try to get in your head, and they'll say some of the craziest things that you'll be like, wow, you don't even know me. But at the same time, they just try to get in your head and, you know, try to help their team get a win.
Do you listen?
I don't listen. I just smile at them. I just put on my smile and be like, ha, 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 y'all don't even know me.
Any examples of the things they...
I can't say that on camera. I might get fined.
Did Sam get cheered or booed coming back there Sunday, you think?
He'd definitely get booed. I think so.
Say hello in Philly.
Yeah, I definitely think he would get booed. You know, us being 5-0 and, you know, they playing pretty well too, but at the same time, you know, they definitely were like, man, where's this Sam? He didn't play like that for us, you know, and things like that. But, you know, he's ready for it. You know, he's a veteran. He's been in the league for a while.
You've been in the league a while. What's the toughest part about playing on the road?
Oh, it's the fans, man. It's the fans. And, you know, things don't go your way. You know, when you're on the road, a lot of things seem like it don't go your way. You know, you might have a fumble recovery or a tip pass, and they might pick it off. It seems like the football guys are always on the home team side. So things have to go your way, and you have to try to block everything out, and you got to execute. That's the biggest key on the road. You got to execute. And I know being on defense, you know, they'll be a little quiet, so we can make our checks and things like that. But our offense might have trouble when they get very loud in third down and in different situations.
The team, when Zimmer came in, you started out 2-8 in the road. I know the team's a lot better, but you're 7-1 in your last 8 road games. What's been the difference? What are some other differences in why you've been playing so well of late on the road?
I think learning his style of play, you know, learning Coach Zim's style of play, you know, the type of, you know, coach he is and the type of players he want to put on the field on Sunday. We definitely know that. It's year three. It's year three in this defense. It's year three, you know, being around these guys in the locker room. So we definitely know what he expect. We definitely know what we expect out of him. So that's the biggest key.
How about this upcoming stretch? You got 3 of your next 4 on the road. How important is it?
Oh, it's okay. You know, I'm a guy that loves to play on the road. I'm a guy that loves to play on the road. You know, I want the fans or the opposite team to know who I am by the time I leave that stadium.
Okay.
So I'm a guy who thrives on that.